USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. That's according to the White House. The announcement comes as on Friday, 193,305 new cases of COVID-19 were reported and 2,171 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. First Call Medical Center Director Dr. Rob Elfenbein joins Fox News and describes the severity of Omicron cases.
The data out of South Africa and out of Israel has been suggesting for some time that the Omicron variant, while it may be more infectious, is less virulent in terms of its ability to cause serious illness.
This as the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A holiday favorite in the Big Apple is not happening this year. From our USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
Many things have reopened. Many restrictions had been rolled back, but now because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
I'm not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride, and we came up here, and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
Just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in a city testing positive for the virus.
The defense is resting in the case of a Minneapolis police officer accused of killing
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A holiday favorite in the Big Apple is not happening this year. From our USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
Many things have reopened. Many restrictions had been rolled back. But now because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
I'm not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride. And we came up here and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in a city testing positive for the virus.
The defense is resting in the case of a Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Kim Potter claimed she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright when he resisted arrest earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. On the stand, Potter telling defense lawyers things went chaotic during the traffic stop. Wright did have a warrant out for his arrest. Potter is facing manslaughter charges, which carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.